Blog Talk Radio.
Get rich, you gotta lose something. Well, I lost it all, it's only up from here and ain't nothing, nothing gonna stop me now, not even fear. I let it all go, my vision's clear. I wipe the tears, I'm stronger than ever.
One beat maker, the hit maker. Why worry? I got big cash, got pride. I'm trying to be like superstitious. I die, Nowadays, be looking at it and wondering why I try. So nowadays, can't help subject. Get a fuck out. Game's meant to be sold, nigga. I really hope that you know. Hope that you like me. I'm on the greatest side. My whole body, you ever. That keys up on my throat, nigga. Better act like you know. Like your bitch told me she for everybody. Shouldn't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't call niggas my partner. Same niggas who plot, them same niggas who claim really, them same niggas in pot. Goddamn nigga, I am illest, black royalty, black goddess. Yo bitch giving me brain when I got them tentacles of knowledge. I could give a fuck about it. If it ain't about that profit, I ain't worried about you hating. Nigga, don't you ever stop it, got them rockin' like a shot. Fuck around and get that blocker, yeah, I might have fucked that hoe. Why work? I got big cash, got pride. I'm trying to be like superstitious. I die. Nowadays, be looking back and wondering why I try. So nowadays, can't help subject. Get the fuck out high. I just spending late nights worried about my mama. She worth it, y'all niggas worthless. Worried about the drama. I just wanna kick these commas till I'm buried under. While I bring my mama with me on this twisted journey. So fuck what you niggas. It don't interest me, ain't worth my energy. You ain't my partner, you my enemy. No fucking kidding me. I'm what these fucking bastards wish to be. Fucking Hennessy, I'm a chick, but it ain't no bitch in me. I got no bitch with me, and I ain't blessing her. Why she ain't sitting, why he back? Now you sitting worried, I can't worry. I can't worry about that. Can't worry about rumors, I'm too busy facing on this. They like that, wherever you hell, I'm like, take a look, where we at.
Can't worry about these niggas. Can't worry about these hoes. The game is
meant to be, so I can't worry about it. Can't worry about it, don't worry about it. Me worry, oh no, no. Ain't worry about no friends of
a Mac main talking smack. You can get slapped with the backhand. I check in the club and I didn't even notice.
Approach you on my girl here?
Damn, that's a bold
bitch.
Damn, that's some cold shit.
Damn,
shut it, coach. All these pretty ladies, how the fuck I'm supposed to focus? Big face Benjis, I make it safe and spend it. Rolling up the ganja, marijuana supply endless. Pull up in a Benzie, now these niggas friendly. Pull up with my shades on, cause I'm getting paid homes. Look at where that came from, that these niggas say some. Dropping rhymes like napalm, girls on me like Trey Songz. Came up from the minor to the major league. Said she came to have a good time and I came to plead. She went with you, sent a text when she came with me. She closed her eyes and she make believe. Right. See me now?
Yes.
See me now?
Fetch.
See me now?
Matter of fact, guaranteed.
See me now?
Yeah.
See me now?
Fetch.
See me now?
Can't believe it.
See me now?
Matter of fact, guaranteed.
See me now? Yo, she thinking my style, my swag, my sway, my swerve. My way with words, the girls observe for sure. Can't fault to my aura, call them and my make miracles. Like I walk on water, I ain't catching they mommy. I beg your pardon, you my type, what I like. So let's get this started. Sip that drink, grab your purse, we gon' leave this party. Leave your boyfriend a voice recording. Fresh to death and it's head to toe. Master C's, nigga, please, so impossible. Champagne is served, word, will I propose a smoke? If they sleep on me, let them sleep comatose. If they hitting on me, let them take cyanide. This for all my real niggas, just my ride or dies. I ain't calling no names, please don't get me started. You know V, that girl, she retarded. Hey, see me now?
Yes,
yeah. See me now?
Betcha.
See me now?
Matter of fact, guaranteed.
See me now,
yeah.
See me now,
bitch.
See me now,
can't believe it.
See me now,
matter of fact, guaranteed.
See me now,
cheat.
Don't give a fuck, I wanna use you to be my voice, word of mouth, like you Luda. Tell a friend, it's that touch,
take over.
It's that touch, take over. Hashtag capital touch, take over. Nosebleed, nah, I want you so close to read my lips, killing every single motherfucking banger. Don't be a stranger, I'm coming at your door, trick or treat, jack o' lantern. Lighting up loud, cause I want you to hear me clearer. I'm ready.
You ready?
You ready? Rain it down like confetti. Knocking beats down while you all rock steady. Had the crowd jumping off the covers, no betting. Betting.
Where you at?
Put your money up. Only got one question.
Bitch, who you love?
I'm the one that killed this shit. Tell a friend, go fucking play this.
Bitch, who you love?
The one have everybody fainting here. One track and they just maiming.
Bitch, who you love?
Can't believe I'm killing this shit. That's your girl, but she want my shit.
Bitch, who you love?
I don't even care, that's it. I know you love me and this shit.
Yes.
Now back to the lecture at hand. They call me Tuck Crown, underrated teller and demand. Back then I never thought about the word fan. Now I got oodles plus a couple crazy stands. Inbox like they want this shit. I don't fuck groupies, but I might change that shit. All her dreams better still they shit. Backseat, get them jumping like I'm third crisscross kid. You love it, you need it, for real. Gorilla glass banging, plotting on my next kill. Looney bin, I'm just trying to always keep it real. On a LA banger with Tinashe, trying to cop a fail. Vulnerable, can I be your ecstasy? You can make my wishes like 1, 2, 3. Deux trois for my fans in Paris. Can't forget the ones writing me from the Philippines. Gotta translate, these days there are no breaks. Shout out to the ones listening but still hate. Tryna pay attention like it's me that she mentioned. I don't fuck with you, bitch, Sean, pay attention. It's a tough takeover.
I had to do this, I had to stun on them, cause it's my birthday week, man.
2/15 is my year. Cover to cover two, it's my share.
So I know I'm the one that killed this shit.
Woman's intuition, but dressed so handsome. Fly chick, got this world like a Jetson. We know you, but don't hate you like you Opus Man Steadman. Still haven't answered, so I'll ask you this question. Bitch, who do you love? I'm tryna be your last real love. The motto is dope, sex, love, red. Nigga like me, it's either them or us. Gotcha lifted, parasailing for the night. Life Ibiza had me tripping. Hustlers had me feeling right. So much love where I go. Toast to the fucking life. You just mad cause you know the queen always do it right. King Jammin' told me talk shit to make it known. I'm killing shit, Arius Ben was on the phone. You just slow. They saying tut round the globe. Making moves, not a fucking goddamn album sold. Shout out to Solo, sis, you the truth. Plus all the rappers with these dope beats, I'm a crook. KBs can't leave my ones out the loop. And all my listeners, I love you, my fucking royal truth. Bitch, who do you love?
This ain't shit you used to now, huh?
Bitch, who do you love? They call me Tuck, bitch.
Hashtag Tuck Takeover.
That's a Tuck Takeover, man. Did y'all hear that, man? Bitch, who do you love? You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of love for Tut over here right now, man.
Yeah, streets better get ready for it. It's the Tut Takeover. She coming, man. Y'all better get ready.
Man, y'all better get ready, man. The TUT Takeover is what's going on right now, man. We got some shit that's going to come out for y'all so y'all can really see how Tut representing on this West Coast, man. You know what I'm saying? But LGBTQ music, I can't say it enough. You feel what I'm saying? That's what we bump here at DTSBI, man. Damn, this should be interesting, and it is interesting every week. You know what I'm saying? We got topics that we like to approach and talk to our community about to see how you feel about what we're talking about. We have our conversations, and then we bring our conversations to you to just see how you're feeling and see if you're liking what we're talking about, and also to get your opinion, man. You know what I'm saying? This is a talk radio show. We got music. We got conversation. So we want you guys to weigh in, man, and let us know how you feel. Tonight, our show is I Kissed a Girl That I Liked It. Now, if your daughter comes home and tell you that she got kissed by a girl, what would you do? Or if your son came home and told you he got kissed by a male, what would you do? What would you do if your kid got kissed by the same sex? I don't know, man. We need to know what your reaction is going to be. That's what we're talking about tonight here at DTSBI. We're going to introduce ourselves like we do every week, and then we're going to get into this topic, and we're going to get into this music. I'm at Solo Flow.
I'm at Ange Dream.
What's up? I'm at 220 Media.
Hey, y'all. Live and in the building, Dr. J Money.
And we want to shout out I Mean, and Cali Rudd, man. They're still on the roll coming from a beautiful wedding. We want to say congratulations to the beautiful couple that got married in Vegas this weekend. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to give a shout out to Natasha, So Into Myself Green, and Dominique Royal Cuts, man. You know what I'm saying? They've been on a tie tonight in Sin City. So we want to say congratulations to y'all. The wedding was beautiful. We hope you guys had a great time, and we want you guys to be careful and safe on the road coming back to the beautiful Bay Area, man. So we need to know tonight, what if your daughter or son came home and said that they kissed someone of the same sex? What would you do? How would you respond? That's what we're talking about tonight here on Damn, this should be interesting. It's Monday, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely Monday. But we want y'all to call in and show some love. We're going to get our opinions around the table to see, you know, how our family feel if their kid came home and said, I kissed somebody of the same sex. And, you know, maybe I liked it, maybe I didn't. But how would you respond as a parent or a peer or a guardian, a sister, brother, friend? You know what I'm saying? How would you respond to that? Now, we know that people do the little kisses and all that kind of stuff. That happens in school. It's a part of sexuality. It's a part of growing up. It's a part of puberty and all that good stuff. But the same sex issue adds a whole other layer to it. So we need to know how y'all feeling. And breaking down some good calories. Lord have mercy. Jesus, I had to let y'all know. I wish this was smeller vision. So y'all could smell what's being broken down in this room, man. Courtesy of Dr. J. Dr. J got the prescription for you. Lord, she got what you want and what you need under here. I'm just letting y'all know this calorie bug got my nose feeling good. Open me right on up. So, with that, we want to know, man, if your daughter or son came home and said they kissed a girl and they liked it, or your son said he kissed a boy and he liked it, what would you do? I think as follow flows, it depends on their age, you know what I'm saying, like, how I would respond. When I was little, you know what I'm saying, I used to play little games with little girls, you know, how you go get it, and you know, freeze tag, and I freeze the booty, you know, that kind of shit growing up. And I might have kissed a girl or two in elementary school. And, you know, behind a building, you know how you do. You get it in, right? So, but I didn't go home and tell my mother. That's what I didn't do. But I would feel like the age would definitely play a tremendous role in it for me because of the fact that sexuality is a touchy subject, no pun intended, but it's definitely a touchy subject, and to talk about it with other people is one thing, but to talk about it with your child is another. So I think, like, it depends on the age, but I feel like regardless of what the age was, I would approach it very carefully, and I think my first response would be, people are all the same, you know what I'm saying? If you kiss the boy, if you kiss the girl, this is who you are, so I wouldn't have too much of a problem with that part. I don't think the gender would bother me. I think it would just have to do with the age. And
or what if, you know, your son came home, he elementary school, and he say, another boy kissed me on the lips.
Yeah.
And I think it would be easier for people to accept if it was a, like, two little girls, like when little girls play and they hold hands. Then people are like, oh, that's so cute. But if two little boys is holding hands, then they're like, nah, don't be holding no boy hand.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Little boys don't touch each other like that.
Right.
So I don't know.
So it's definitely kind of gender specific. If it was a boy, it'll be different than if it was a girl. We're going to get into Dr. J's word of the day. And then we're going to get into this topic a little deeper and get into some more music. Dr. J, here you go.
First off, Dr. J says, if your kid comes home and tells you that they've been kissed by a person of the same sex, if you need to take a break, please do so. But don't just go off the handle and I'm going up to the school. You can't do that. You need to mollify the situation. Mollify the situation. So that's Dr. J's word of the day. To pacify, soothe, or lessen the harshness of the severity of whatever the act is. So talk to your kid and explain to them about what that means. How much detail you go into is all up to you. But it's not something to really be upset over because, I mean, kids do kid things, and there's no telling what the logic of them doing that or what the kids were thinking when that happened. So don't just assume that it's all negative or anything like that. They could have just been playing and accidentally kissed each other. So, you know, find out the situation and go from there.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, we also got to be clear on the fact that we're raising our kids in a society where LGBTQ exists and we want to raise tolerance for it. You know what I'm saying? We don't want you telling your kid or raising your kid in a way to make them fear, be afraid of, or not want to be, you know, friends with somebody who is gay, even though they may not be. So I think it's a perfect opportunity to have a good conversation about being gay and what it means if the parents can handle that. And I know for me personally, like, if my daughter came home and said another little girl kissed her, then I'd be like, oh, that's cute, whatever. I wouldn't, you know, think too much of it. But then if my son did it, I would kind of be like, oh, we need to, you know, talk a little more about it, just because it's the male, and it's that double standard. You know, women being lesbian is more accepted than men being gay. So it would raise, you know, a flag if it was a boy.
So even being a same-sex parent, you feel like it would?
Even being a same-sex, it wouldn't raise a flag to the point to where I would flip out. But I would definitely approach the situation a little differently if it was my son. And I would, and for me as a parent, I would prefer, like, if my daughter was gay, then I wouldn't trip. But I feel like men have a harder time, and so I wouldn't necessarily want my son to be gay. But I would accept him. I would accept him, whatever.
What about you, Tutani?
I kind of feel like the age thing definitely matters. If they're in junior high, then you already know that kids are going through puberty. That's the experimentation. All of that is going to happen. You know, girl or guy is going to happen. Those special feelings are arousing in them. And if a boy just happens to be gay, I mean, that's around the time that that's going to come out anyway. But if my child is in elementary or less, I mean, it shouldn't be going on at all. I really would not want my child kissing anybody, first off. And if it was a girl, I mean, it is a little bit more acceptable, kind of like James was saying, because, you know, girls experiment probably a little bit more with each other than boys do. But I think with my son, I would kind of want to know why he was experimenting so early, maybe where he saw it, where he got it from, or, you know, if it was another kid, have you been touched or something? Those questions would arise in my mind just because it's so young of an age in elementary where you're not really supposed to be having those feelings yet. So what's going on there? So, yeah, it definitely would raise a flag for me, depending on the age. And, no, I definitely wouldn't mind if, you know, if you're going through puberty, you're coming into yourself as a teenager. You are who you are. And I respect it either way. I mean, I had to go through it, so to each his own.
Now, if my kid was in high school, this is James again, if my kid was in high school, then at that point I wouldn't even care if it was male or female. I would be like, oh, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? You in the girls? Are you in the dudes? Let's talk about it. You know, have you had a boyfriend or a girlfriend yet? Did you like the kids? How did it feel? So, you know, I would want to know all of that. But it's the young ones that, you know, get a little tricky. Yeah.
I think that's a good way to approach it too. Kind of ask the question from that frame perspective versus that fresh parent. No, you don't speak to nobody. No, we talk to them. Let them be comfortable in who they are and let it happen naturally. And, you know, because you want to keep that open relationship with them too, so they can come to you. Because if they did feel awkward, if someone kissed them and it wasn't necessarily something that they wanted to do, then you want them to come to you with that information too, so that you can help guide them on what to do next, or maybe next time, you know, on what, how to, you know, approach the situation differently. So
okay, so it sounded like, you know, with our cast, it's definitely not a no situation. I know we all have to accept the fact that, you know, that even though it's unfair, you know, but it's a fact, right, that the gender roles really matter, and the male versus female is really different, and we know that, you know, like, as much as we want to pretend like it's all kumbaya and everybody's the same, we know that gay males have a harder time than lesbian females, and there's a lot more scrutiny, and in fact, young men are, I think they face more danger. I think it's more men who become who get bullied and even attacked and jumped and beat up and stuff. I don't think girls experience it as much. Now, a girl might get teased or somebody might, you know, say, make a little fucked up comment or whatever like that, but not really to the point where they would want to do bodily harm. But I think for males, like when you hear, you know, people, another male express his anger or disdain towards another, a gay male, it's, oh, fuck that faggot, I beat his ass, he better not look at me, that motherfucker. You know, it's just anger. It's a whole lot of anger.
And you know, with little boys, too, when they grow up, they get told their whole life, stop acting gay. You ain't no girl, don't act like a girl. And I know people that even tell their young sons, like, if another little boy touch you inappropriately or try to hold your hand, you know, beat his ass. That ain't cool. Boys ain't supposed to do that. But, you know, girls don't necessarily really go through that unless you more of a stud.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, little boys, it's that don't be gay thing growing up. So it's that fear already.
So I'm kind of interested in knowing, and how would you guys deal with it if your child came home and said that they had been kissed by the same sex, but they weren't open to it? How would you respond then?
Like I said, my goal as a parent, whether my child is gay or straight, is to also make them tolerant of just the gay community as a whole. So I'm not going to raise my kid to be a gay basher. I want to raise them to be open to just people being human beings and being able to do what they want. So I would definitely have that conversation with them about, you know, what it means and how they felt about that. But then in that case, I would go to the school and I would have a talk with the teacher, principal, parent, or whoever it is and say, hey, this is happening. My child is not feeling comfortable with that, but I wouldn't tell them, oh, you can't play with that little boy anymore.
I think, honestly, I would do it in every case. I think if it was a heterosexual thing or a gay or lesbian thing, I feel like because if my kids felt violated in any way, I would express that. But I think it would be gender neutral for me. Whether, you know, they got kissed by a boy or a girl, somebody made them uncomfortable would be my chief issue, right? But the sexuality thing, like I said, it adds a tier to it, even though you might not want it to. Like, for example, when you think about a kid at school, a parent could claim that the kid is being sexually molested or abused. When it comes to the same sex, of course, a lot of people are going to put a lot more on it. You know, my child was violated, and they're going to use words like that versus if they get kissed by the opposite sex, and it's like, oh, that's so cute, you know, that's cute. Don't let, you know, but... Right, just don't worry about it, you know. But if it's the same sex, then it's like, oh, well, my child is being violated by this person, and I don't think it should be happening. So it's just kind of a, like, it's biased ground. It really is. I mean, there's no other way really to look at it besides it be at a biased place, because a lot of straight folk, they're not saying that they won't accept it, but it's really touchy. And even for gay folks, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, a lot of folks who are gay who have children don't want their children to go through what they've been through. So they might fight it tooth and nail. You never know. You know, like, hey, I don't want you to end up like I did. You know how some parents are when they live.
There's also that stigma of parents blaming you because you might be gay. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they learned it from you, so they must have something weird going on in that household, or it's your fault because you're that way.
And that's true. That's true. And it's an area that leaves a whole lot of room for drama. You know what I'm saying? And it's like a wide spectrum. And it really kind of depends on, you know, how people feel or look at the situation. You know what I'm saying? It's on an individual basis. But what we're talking about basically is statistically and what's average, right? We're talking about in society we have norms and values. And these are part of the norms and values. Like, people do not like the whole same-sex thing, especially with boys. So I think with a boy versus a girl, I think for a girl to come home and say that she kissed a girl and she liked it, I don't think it would be as horrible as a boy saying, you know, I kissed a boy and I liked it. You know, I think one is like cutie and one is crisis. You know what I mean? I mean, I honestly feel like it's that way. You know what I'm saying? It's like, one might be, you know, you see the little truck going down the street with a small light on, it's a security guard. Then the other one is like ambulances, fire trucks, police cars, you know. It's like that kind of stigma that is related to it. So I think from a lesbian person's perspective and a lesbian parent's perspective, well, I'm not a lesbian parent yet, but I would, you know, I really can be honest and say that I think the gender thing would probably, you know, bother me just somewhat. You know what I'm saying? Even though if I had the conversation with my child, I would make it a gender-neutral conversation, but I would fear more for my son. And we're going to go into music, and we can come back and talk about this topic some more. Let's go. Who are we going into?
You the truth. Y'all niggas ain't fucking with me. Here we go, eat the girl, cause fevers make the devil sick. Evil genius, now they calling me the devil's bitch. I hit the spirit, now you gotta call the exorcist. My folks will watch, I ain't talking about the president. It's very evident, I'm spitting like a veteran. Been sitting in the big chair longer than the president. No comparing my parents in the marijuana. Basically to show you motherfuckers who I'm better than. Young gutter, go get a hustle with a mean sputter. Y'all niggas synthetic hustlers. None other little motherfucker make the whole shutter. Going for the bread and the butter like the last supper. Never loving hoes, fuck them all with a cold rubber. Fuck a flat, the only thing I'm repping is that green color. Ain't shit funny, a nigga hungry, I get cruddy. Leave your head bloody, take the food up out your tummy. Ah, goddamn, should've known better. Van Damme with the bars, got a vendetta. Tryna stack my bread up with this new cheddar. Sound heavy like the edge of a Beretta. I play no games with these fucking lanes. The devil to this game, better know your range. We all got dreams, but we ain't the same. I got my mind over this money, I'ma quit the game. Can't fuck with these niggas, show no love to these bitches. Never so small, got no room for no glitches. Combo cut short, give them verbal circumstances. Decision like a nigga too, hip fucking up they disposition. Take my time in these bars like a nigga been in prison. I be killing these hoes, turn them all to apparitions. Take a picture, I'm a picture perfect fit in my division. Prophet in the skies and the scribes it was written.
Murder. Hey look, y'all gonna need y'all one or two to keep up with a bitch like me, man. It's R.I.P. Raw F.J. Project. And I ain't never lied, nah. It's slim jiggers when you mention the best. I spit back to these niggas, put a vest on your chest. When I touch the stage, they be looking impressed. Cause I step up on that thing, then you know I finesse. Got them screaming, give me more, so it's nevertheless. They already know, so it's never a yes. We get the fucking up the scene, we just be making a mess. All they talk about the team, we just be making them stress. I got on my high beams, can't see these niggas. Not in 3D, beat the beat with a three piece. We be 3D, looking like we beat them niggas. Damn, I really wouldn't wanna be these niggas. Nigga, you the wannabe, I wish you wanna be. You be blowing up a phone, she be right in front of me. All I see in front of me, no competition, and that's keeping it really. Cause really, it ain't no front in me. Buzzing like a bumblebee, going above and beyond my expectations. The road I be on, got an expectation. You more like a peon, and that's just basic. So let's just face it, time is money, it ain't no time wasting. The money be the only thing that I'm chasing. Shit, I figure in order to get the figures that fast. Shit, I spin it in figure eights around your configuration. You looking uncomfortable in your situation. They heard I was the problem, here's a demonstration. Getting higher, no limitation. No water to put this fire out, a bitch blazing. The thirst is outrageous, my grace. Meet me at the top where I'm surfacing. Cause baby, I'm a star, I was birthed to win. It's a reality to bring you back to earth again. They be like, good goddamn, there you go again, son. I've been spitting like this since I was 10 or something. And I've been always determined to turn nothing to something. And always been the type to go after things I be wanting. Niggas who know me know I never been one for the frontin'. Acting like they bought that action, they stuntin'. I'm a standout, not a act like. Stand among stars and they still shine behind us like backlights. Hey, look. It's either you gon' get with it or get out the way straight like that. It's a 2014 takeover, man. R.A.P. for our F-Track project. Skip Diggins. Drew the Truth. Y'all just sit back and take notes, man.
Marley, the one from another motherfucking planet, and I ain't your normal DJ, and I got my team, the aliens with me, so let's go!
I'm top of the line, that's bottom line.
Oh,
No dentist but drilling it. Who's that? Fuck him and them. I bag him up. That's Eminem. Got a sweet tune. You a sweet bitch. So I eat it up like a dog treat. Don't fuck with pig. Hate a snitch. Full of chopper. I don't make hoes me. I got money, 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 money. Yeah, bitch, I got money. She calling me that nigga. I ain't asking that about money. Shh, lame. Be quiet. Being broke is not an option. And they say I ain't shit. But at least I ain't broke, bitch.
I'm on the money. Taking me some bitch. I'm never gone broke. I'm trying to stop and activate it. Bitches take me for the show. I'm about whatever. Yeah, however. I ain't never been a hoe.
I'm about whatever. Yeah, however. I ain't never been a hoe.
Waist down on mama dick, that ass. Like Michael Jackson, she bad. But I ain't tricking no cash. Pimp like C, make the bitch pay me. Yeah, bitch, I'm that nigga. Yeah, bitch, I'm that nigga. They know me in this motherfucker. When I walked in, they yell, killer. Hell, that's thriller. I taste it like an athlete. Run to it like a track meet. That's hustle money, don't tax me. Shoes, top of the line. Trues, top of the line. My crew, we top of the line. That's bottom line, bitch.
I'm on the money. Mission, bitch, I'm never gone broke. I'm trying to stop and activate it. Bitches take me for the show. I'm about whatever, yeah, however. I ain't never been a hoe.
I'm about whatever, yeah, however. I ain't never been a hoe.
If these bottles behind, cause they blocking my shine. I was out on my grind, she had me out of my mind, but I need dollar signs. That's the bottom line. I ain't a pimp for life, but I'm a pimp tonight. Ain't gotta hide your kids, so better get your wife. I let her hit the weeds, and I'ma hit the light. She mean the world to you, but she just my hype. I ain't spent no money, she ain't spent the night. These thirsty hoes better sip the Sprite. If that don't do it, I tell her lick the ice. Pop a pill, let the sick fight. I'm going live when I grip the mic. I'm cutting up, let me rinse the knife. We blowing strong, don't miss the flight. And if that ain't touch, I repent the price. Like, yeah.
I'm on the money, taking mission, bitch, I'm never gone broke. I'm trying to stop and activate it, bitches take me for the show. I'm about whatever, yeah, however, I ain't never been a hoe.
I'm about whatever, yeah, however, I ain't never been a hoe.
And they showing me love. I'm poop on the dad when she give me a hug. I'm pimping section, no count, standing no. Shot 16 and I'm still turning old. Bottle after bottle, pour shot, we're on a model. We activated in this motherfucker, fresh throttle. Middle finger to a headache, cause I'm about to follow. With a bitch, probably mad, cause I didn't try to holler. Only thing on my mind, sticking to the dollar. So I'm about to grind till the sun don't shine. One second show, just a vibe gon' shine. Better pay attention, better watch your die. Four make change, it's a goddamn bitch. Put it in my pocket, make it give me a kiss. And I make a moan for moving the wrist.
Better make a moan for moving the wrist.
If you let her, I'll probably get away with her than you ever could ever. Obviously, I'm way better.
I'm on a money taking mission, bitch. I'm never gone broke. I'm trying to stop and activate it. Bitches take me for the show. I'm about whatever, yeah, however. I ain't never been a hoe.
I'm about whatever, yeah, however. I ain't never been a hoe.
I'm sorry, baby girl, I'm so damn determined. But in this game in life, I'm still motherfucking learning. Ink on the paper and a switcher, I be burning. Your heart on my mind, baby girl, I'm still learning. I'm still learning, I'm still learning, I'm still learning.
I'm so damn determined. Always have my guard up, cause niggas want me gone and hurting. Trying to give you all you deserve and more, you're more than worth it. I'm growing as a person and still learning what's my purpose. So what's right from wrong? Putting in my time, you say I'm gone all day and night long. Now shit ain't what it used to be. Baby, remember when it was just you and me and nothing stood in the way? Baby girl, I'm still learning every day, every
I'm
day.
I'm still learning, switch the fucking burning. Blood with my Mary Jane, Miss Jane, Miss Jane. I'm still learning, switch the fucking burning. Blood with my Mary Jane, Miss Jane.
I'm sorry, baby girl, I'm so damn determined. But in this game in life, I'm still motherfucking learning. Ink on the paper and a switcher, I be burning. Your heart on my mind, baby girl, I'm still learning. I'm still learning, I'm still learning, I'm still learning, yeah, I'm still learning. Ink on the paper and a switcher, I be burning.
Listen, baby girl, I love your pretty face, but when it comes to this music, I gotta stay in the game. Someone like the Swisher so I can just drift away, and I hope that you stick around just so we can go out of space, yeah. Relationships can last, girl, but you have to choose it. We have to put in work with our hearts and actually do this. When we get in arguments, you come calm me down when I lose it. Cause if you're down with me, you gotta be down with this music.
Hey. What's up, y'all, man? Once again, what y'all was listening to right there was some LGBTQ music, man. We got to give a shout-out to Bag the Dyke. We got to give a shout-out to DJ Marsh and Marley, man. All our other LGBTQ artists that we have on the air, man. We thank you guys so much for making this beautiful music and making our radio station what it is, man, because we love playing LGBTQ music. This is our family. This is our music. This is our community, and we need to embrace. So what we're talking about tonight is I kissed a girl and I liked it. What would you do if your daughter or son came home and said that they kissed a classmate of the same sex? How would you take that? How would you handle that? Would you be able to take that in stride? Would it shock you? Do you feel like you would go up to the school, march up there, and let them know what should be, what shouldn't be? Would you talk to your kid for or against? This is the question that we ask of B. What do you do if your child has kissed someone of the same sex? Obviously, being a lesbian, I have, right? And I did it as a youngster as well, kissed my girlfriend at the age. But I was 16 years old, so it's a little different. I was a little older and past that early age of influence, and I kind of was who I was going to be. So, but I wouldn't say that my mom, you know, she didn't really mind it. I'm not going to say she liked it, but she didn't mind it. She didn't give me a hard time. She didn't hound me, and most importantly, she didn't kick me out. You know what I'm saying? She knew who I was before I knew who I was, kind of thing. So a lot of people, too, you know your kids. You kind of have an idea at a certain age of who they're going to be. So, I mean, if that move is made, you can't really blame someone else for who your kid is naturally going to be. But a lot of people, especially when it comes to same-sex issues, they look for something to blame, someone to blame, something to hide behind. When it's really not a blame situation. It kind of is what it is, you know. And we have to learn as a community of people to accept people as they are, right? And like I said, the only issue that I would have, and it seems the same on the cast, is like an age issue. You know, how old are you? Like, are you coming home from elementary saying this? Do you even understand what you're saying? Do you understand how you feel? Do you know how to react appropriately? How do you feel about it as the student who's kissed or the person who's kissed? How do you feel about it? Do you feel comfortable, uncomfortable? Do you feel attacked? Do you feel embraced? These are all the questions that I would ask, and I'm sure someone would ask themselves. how do I feel about this? It's not necessarily a good or a bad thing. It's definitely an individual thing, right? That's what it comes down to, individuality. I think James was really concerned about the gender part, it being a male, and how the wear is harder on gay males, which is very true, and how they might be looked at or received is an issue and a concern. As far as females go, it's not as much backlash that they might face. But then I think in the case of the female, you have more of a family issue. You have a mother or a father that might have something against it. No, you're going to date a boy. You know, that's not going to happen. I think it's more of a family thing and a personal thing for your parents than a societal, quote-unquote, letdown, right?
Yeah, that's true, too. And we also got to think about, you know, I wonder how the kid really feel like, you know, like you said, because I remember I was in third grade and my best friend kissed me, and it was a female. And, you know, like, man, I was so scared, and I was like, I kind of pushed her, like, nah, like, you know what I'm saying? But then I'm hella gay. and I was then, too, and I knew it, and it scared me, but I didn't have nobody that had that conversation with me. So I didn't know how to feel or what to think or what to even do about it. So, like, the kid, it can be confusing for the parents and the kids.
That's true. Because, I mean, how we turn out in our adulthood, I mean, we really don't know it as kids, even if it's blooming, like little seeds are coming up, little flowers of who we're going to be. We really can't see the garden until it's come to fruition, right? So we really don't know what we're going to be, right? So we're like the rainbow rose the whole time, but really don't know. So we try to hide behind the red or the yellow or whatever else to kind of hide who we are, because innately we kind of know at a certain age if that kiss is going to work or if that kiss is going to be a problem. So, right? If that kiss is going to be a problem. If you like it, you might say something, you might not. You know, you might want another one. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? But what I would say is, please, if your child comes home, sister, brother, you know, the person that you have guardianship over, be patient, be kind, be gentle, and try your best to be understanding. Try your best to hear them out and hear what their feelings are. I think that's very important. I think when people have children or even any kind of guardianship, we become possessive and we start to see a person as ours and belonging to us when it's really not the case. People are individuals and they are their own people, whether or not they're little people or not. Some little people are very mature and kind of have an idea of who they're going to be. So I think the best thing that you can do is listen. Listen, be there, don't attack, don't put down, give them a chance. Dr. J.
And make sure you have an open line of communication with your kid. Start it early. Every day, talk to them. Ask them a question. Get to know your kid, because the more open you are, the more likely they are to come and tell you this type of stuff. Otherwise, they can just be sitting and battling it all on their own, and you not even know what's going on. And if you are a homosexual parent, they're probably going to blame you, no matter if it was your kid's fault. They're going to blame you. So get ahead of the situation. If your kid comes home and tells you something like that, go in and talk to the school, even if you think it's nothing. Because if that other kid goes home and tells their parents, and then find out that, oh, the parents are gay in that household and they're kissing my kid, then they're probably going to make a big deal out of it. And it's just going to be a whole blow up for nothing. So try to stay ahead of the game and stay on your toes and make sure you're talking to your kids.
Good job, Dr. J. That's what's up. And I think with that, we should go into Dr. J's quote of the day. And we're going to get ready to go out tonight. We're going to be without our entertainment report, because we have our entertainment reporter on the road, Callie Bud. And again, we hope y'all having a safe trip, feeling good, making it back to the Bay. We're going to get into Dr. J's quote of the day, and then we're going to take it out.
All right, y'all. My quote: the mouth is made for communication, and nothing is more articulate than a kiss.
if you kiss my neck, I'm not responsible for what may happen next. Dot, dot, dot. Go home and tell your partner that. And lastly, be honest when you are with your kids. You see your past in their eyes, and they see their future in yours. Dr. J's quote of the day.
That's a beautiful, beautiful thing, man. Love, respect, understanding. You know what I'm saying? Be there for them, regardless of what, because I'm telling you, the world is enough. That when they got the world against them, the last thing they need is you to be against them as well. So even though it might burn you up inside, you know what I'm saying? It might be welling up inside like the water of Katrina, like the waters of Katrina. You feel like your dam gonna break. Just hold on. Hold on for them and try to listen and try to be there. You know what I'm saying? Try to show love and compassion. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go out with that tonight. 220 going to take us out with some nice music. And we'll see y'all here next week at the same time, same place. We love y'all here at Damn, This Should Be Interesting. And we
I've been at it all summer on the clock, eating food. Hit me with that hey boo text, who are you? Niggas been low all summer, I've been working on the come up. Knocking hoes, hit the shower for the sun up. Just got paid, hit the barber, getting done up. He don't wanna be, gotta be a hundred. I'm protective of my clubs, disrespecting, you get done up. Yeah, I hit my niggas with a group text, nigga, where you at? I'm on the east side playing spades with the vets. I know Jerry got the guys, they know I'ma cop the rest. Raven got the bitches, nigga, that's a fucking bet. Headed to the east side and you know that's where it's at. It all goes down when you stress another sex. She didn't know my fucking mind, but she never got the time. I've been knocking on my grind, from working out the leg.
How you say you wanna come up and they never seen a struggle? How you claiming that you hustling, they never worked a double? How you flashing all this money, ain't I shit up in your pocket? Thinking that you stuntin' shopping in your nigga closet. How you talking about you real when all that shit you speak is fake? How you yelling that you in the thanks to waiting at the gate? How you front like you a stoner rolling up these Reggie Blunts? And how you swear your girl is down for you when I fucked her more than once? Oh, so you a real nigga, well let me be real with ya. Fuck you when your crew and other fuckers with you. You ain't no fucking hitter, you just a pussy nigga. Now you a bitch nigga, I'm fucking your bitch nigga. Walking around in all this label shit ain't even yours. Something like you got it all, that shit is for your boys. Funny how you setting when you all in front of the camera, but where is half the shit that you be posting all on Instagram? What y'all niggas think y'all doing? Who these niggas think they fooling? They do it for the gram, bruh. Holding your own camera. Got bitches, but your dick they dry. Got money, where the shit you buy? Got cars that ain't the one you drive. The weed, but you ain't never hot. Self-made, well, who the fuck are you? You cannot do the things we do. I'm honest, I don't give a fuck. I'm blunt, that's how God rolled me up. Crush a bitch, little bit. Roll it up, take a hit. Get these niggas off my dick. We call them out, they ain't say shit.
Yo, hold up, what it is, nigga? Been real since that nigga Shine had a deal, and now we don't rep that Tommy Hill figure. I've been real since Casey Grills, give a fuck about how you feel, and this is real, nigga. When PD put no Carolina on the map, and I could walk through any trap with the crack dealers. Cause my grandma was a plug who showed everybody love. You ain't from around here, cause you wouldn't be so friendly if you was, and I'm snapping on every single track, nigga. Laying low, spending money all summer. I be with my nigga Trippy. She go 0 to 100, rolling blunt back to back. To a roster, it ain't nothing. Dropping verses track to track. You don't see me, but I'm coming. You been at it all day. I've been at it all summer. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? This the loner gang you been, baby. New Bridge, yeah.
Out.
be afraid. The preacher said he's in the end of the days. I said, okay, I'ma hang out and make some noise like the bees at the end of the braids. I think I'm Rick James. White girl with you with a thick frame and that chick thing. Now I'm thinking she might be Puerto Rican, cause baby girl had like six names. Been ready since like 08. No radio rotation. My homie told me to stop that he got that doctorate with no patience. Wait, one. Goddamn minimum in the game now. Winning is an object, isn't it? I've been ready since your mom put the life on a thumb, said it's something on your face. In exchange of bodily fluids. Let's godly institutions do their promise in college, students. But with me, you probably follow on Twitter, but don't follow back. I'm all over that. Now you look aside and stupid, like, how did she do it? How did she